All right, guys, this is CO2, and welcome to another episode of Crypto Sense Podcast. We're back. We are back with another show. So first, before we dive into today's show and topic, we got to first keep the rent paid and the plate spinning. So we got to give it up to our sponsor, our major sponsor, CoinSeed. CoinSeed is, if you haven't heard about CoinSeed, is the truth and the light. It allows you, the beginner or even the novice, to be able to invest in cryptocurrency using simply your pocket change. Now, how it works is you link up your debit card and credit card to the app, and whenever you spend money, you know, running around, buying things, running errands, it just rounds up the purchase to the nearest dollar and takes out that pocket change and invests it into a customized portfolio that you customize of different cryptocurrencies, the major currencies, of course, and also a gang of alternative currencies. So, literally, you're able to invest in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all these other coins without even having to think about it. And that's really the hidden value of it all. So make sure you go over to the show notes, grab the link, and you'll be on your way to building your cryptocurrency empire. We also need to give it up to you guys. You guys are also a sponsor of the show. You're not just listening to the show, all right, which also helps a huge amount in terms of sponsor, but you're also sponsoring the show, the ones that have been able to contribute through Patreon and also the Anchor app. You also sponsor the show with your pocketbook. So first, thank you guys for the ones that have been sponsoring the show, that's been, you know, contributing, supporting the show. And for those new listeners and folks who think the content is good and you're enjoying it and you want to hear more, man, help me out and, you know, support me so we can continue to get this content out, you know. So you can go over to Patreon. I just set up an account not too long ago at patreon.com/CryptoSense. You also could go to Anchor, which is where I keep all of my content. If you're not listening to me via Anchor, just go to the last links in the show notes and you'll be able to grab the link and they'll take you to a page to do sign up and everything. All right. So that's it for right now. Let's just put this topic on the table. Really not a topic, it's just really a reflection of a article that I read. If you guys don't remember, about 4 months ago I was in Africa and I had a chance to interview a couple of different influencers and movers and shakers in the cryptocurrency world. Shout out to Cecil. I think I did a 3-part interview. Make sure you go back to the show notes and just search for Cecil. You'll get a chance to listen to that show. But Cecil is being able to create, he's put together an educational platform that incentivizes and pays the members for being able to essentially gain more education and skills. He was able to develop this system, and that was just one of many ways that he was adding value in the cryptocurrency/blockchain world. Very cool interview. But this whole thing about Africa and cryptocurrency and blockchain, it's in a way opened me up to always have my antennas up for different news breaks that are happening in this cryptocurrency world, particularly on the continent of Africa. So I want to talk today about an article that I read and just give a little bit more feedback and just unpack it a little bit as to how I was able to process it, and just to kind of put everybody up on game on what's happening in Africa and all over the world in some of these emerging markets when it comes to cryptocurrency. Really, really cool article. So stay tuned. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back. Okay, guys, we're back with the show. So I was talking about Africa and cryptocurrency and blockchain. So I was checking out this article on Cointelegraph. If you don't know much about Cointelegraph, go over there, you know, from time to time and check out some of the stuff that they've been posting. By the way, too, I see that Bitcoin is just going up and up and up in price. We'll talk about that later on this week. 11,363. Now, just remember, not too long ago, it was at 3,800. So you can see there's something happening, and so something that we need to talk about. And you know, all in all, this is still just the beginning. All right, so we'll wrap more about that. But anyhow, getting back on topic. President of Uganda to lead blockchain conference in Kampala in July. That's the headline of this article. So Uganda has been in the news actually a few times around this topic of cryptocurrency and blockchain. I first noticed them in the news in connection with Binance. And as you guys know, Binance is a beast. This is the one of the top, if not the top, cryptocurrency exchanges. They have one of the flyest CEOs that has really, you know, been thinking outside of the box when it comes to cryptocurrency from exchange perspective and just from use case perspective. And they got in the news not too long ago because Binance decided that they wanted to invest in Uganda and East Africa with building some more customized exchanges and also tools and resources to tap into that African market. See, the reality is that the world may not know much about Africa, but everyone knows to a certain extent that Africa is still considered to be the last frontier. It's probably the last place on the planet that is ripe for hyper growth and hyper development. And so there's always going to be opportunities to be able to develop and grow various countries, or at least all of Africa to a certain extent. But there still are a lot of roadblocks, and one of those roadblocks is just access to capital. One of the roadblocks is just how the financial systems work there. And so it makes sense in a lot of ways how cryptocurrency and blockchain technology is going to help the continent be able to connect the dots easier. And it's almost like it's reminiscent in a lot of ways of when, you know, the world had landline telephones. And then all of a sudden you see cell phones that are coming out. So you've got landlines still, and then you have cell phones. But now think about it. When is the last time that, unless you're in an office at work, when is the last time that you personally have used a landline phone? Which means that most of your communication now is being done via the cell phone. So imagine in Africa, particularly West Africa, East Africa, even southern parts of Africa, they didn't go through this evolution of even having landlines. They've gone all the way to having the cell phone. And they bypassed and skipped over the landline and now has gotten directly to cell phones. And so they've jumped over a lot of things, and that has allowed them to be able to access technology even faster and not go through that learning curve. Let's talk in segment 3 about the next move. All right, so we're back with segment 3. So I kind of took you guys through the landline cell phone example just to kind of give you an idea that now Africa is also in prime position to really capitalize on the cryptocurrency and blockchain, because for lack of a better term, the system that they've had or they have currently is one where the cryptocurrency and blockchain technology being bought into different elements of the financial, different elements of records and bookkeeping and all these things is also an opportunity. And I think that is one of the reasons why you see the CEO of Binance making such a strong push to get Uganda involved. But anyhow, getting back, so essentially, they are going to be doing a conference in the first part of July, and the conference is set up in a way to be able to, you know, get people more involved with, you know, blockchain technology and cryptocurrency and all of that, but it's also in play to help with just getting more experience, helping people get more experience in just the overall process of how to get crypto tied into what's happening and what's going on. So it's cool to see that Africa is getting more into you know, these conversations when it comes to cryptocurrency and so forth. And, you know, like I said, Uganda's doing the conference because there is a tie-in with, you know, the Binance CEO, and they are looking to do some very interesting things in that space together. They're doing all different types of collaborations, you know, with government and with Binance. So it's just cool. You know, we definitely going to look and see what's going to happen, you know, in the future, and how things are going to develop. The great thing is that Binance, who also has like a foundation, is also organizing to be able to bolster like the educational system of Kampala, help with supplies, help with solar panels, which goes into energy, you know, energy creations and whatnot. And so it's cool because there's not only a community development effort, but it's also equipping the people locally to just get more knowledgeable about cryptocurrency and blockchain and start to incubate a culture that will usher Africa as well as the rest of the world into the future. In a lot of ways, in so many ways, Africa is already more advanced in technologies that we're experiencing here or there in the West. Because, for example, I remember going to Africa, and I mean years ago actually, and they already were using mobile payment systems where you can use your cell phone, put money on your cell phone, and basically, you know, use it. It's like a wallet that's on your cell phone. You could be able to make transactions, transfer money to one person to the next instantaneously. And so that sounds a lot like Zelle right now. The interesting part about it is that they were doing Zelle type transactions, or, you know, Cash App type transactions, right? You know, years ago, even before, you know, Cash App and all these other things were happening in the U.S. So in so many ways, Africa's already ready for this blockchain cryptocurrency technology because they're already doing so many things on the phone, doing so many things with electronics type money anyhow. So I thought it was a pretty good article to kind of unpack. You know, I'll make sure to put the link in the show notes so you can read it as well. And if you're interested, of course, in going to the conference, it's the Blockchain Africa Conference 2019. Okay, they're also saying that it's called Africa 4.0, preparing Africa for the fourth industrial revolution, which we now know as cryptocurrency blockchain, and it's going to be held July 3rd to July 4th, okay, in Uganda, Kampala. So if you're out there in that area, are you going there? Make sure that you take pics and report back to CryptoSense. We would love to have you on the show, talk about your experience there, or shoot me an email or let me know what's up. All right, so that's it for today's show, guys. Make sure you continue to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've been posting more on Instagram, which you know is one of my favorite channels. So make sure you click that like button or find me on Instagram at CryptoSense. Also, if you're listening to this show via Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you may be listening to this show, make sure you also like and subscribe to the channel and also share the channel with friends and family, other people that's interested in cryptocurrency. All right? So we'll be right back at you tomorrow. Until next time, holla back.